It happened, while he was in one of the cities, look, there was a man full of leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell on his face, and begged him, saying, Lord, if you want to, you can make me clean. And he stretched out his hand, and touched him, saying, I am willing. Be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him. And he commanded him, do not tell anyone, but go your way, and show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing according to what Moses commanded, for a testimony to them. But the report concerning him spread much more, and large crowds came together to hear, and to be healed of their infirmities. But he withdrew himself into the desert, and prayed. It happened on one of those days, that he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every village of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. The power of the Lord was with him to heal. And look, men brought a paralyzed man on a cot, and they sought to bring him in to lay before him. Not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up to the housetop, and let him down through the tiles with his cot into the midst before Jesus. Seeing their faith, he said, Man, your sins are forgiven you. The scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this that speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins, but God alone? But Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, answered them, Why are you reasoning so in your hearts? Which is easier to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralyzed man, I tell you, arise, and take up your cot, and go to your house. Immediately he rose up before them, and took up that which he was laying on, and departed to his house, glorifying God. Amazement took hold on all, and they glorified God. They were filled with fear, saying, We have seen remarkable things today.